property management issues. Let's continue on here, and then maybe we can take a break before we start the endorsement of the elk plan process.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Director Williams, thank you again for the opportunity to present. Commissioner Stuker, I'll again follow up and confirm that answer or adjust it if that's the case before the meeting concludes today. I'll be back with another opportunity to present on CWD, but for these habitat items, Division Administrator Ken McDonald is presenting. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, commission members, I'm Ken McDonald, the Division Administrator for the Wildlife Division. I'm going to start out with just a little news item here is wanted to let you know that this past month we finally closed on a large conservation easement that you guys endorsed way back in October of 2016. This one's the Coal Creek Conservation Easement. It's in Region 7, borders along Custer and Prairie counties. It's an easement on 10,000, a little over 10,000 deeded acres. The ranch also includes about 4,400 acres of BLM and 960 acres of DNRC. So the total ranch is a little over 15,000 acres. This was a project that it's been in the works for a couple years, in part because of some of the funding. We purchased this with a combination of Habitat Montana and the NRCS ALE program. And finally, we're able to close it. So I just wanted to pass that on, and a lot of appreciation for the landowner for his patience, as well as NRCS for helping fund that. So there's one in the win column for us. Moving on, our first action item today is final approval for the Mount Hagen Wildlife Management Area Grassy Mountain Edition. This is a project that's a fee title purchase of 244 acres. The parcel is adjacent to the Mount Hagen WMA and adjoins a parcel we acquired last October as well. So it fills kind of an important gap. Project was endorsed by the commission in August of 2019. Since that time, we've been doing our due diligence and are ready to close on it now. The 244 acres, like I said, fills kind of a key gap that helps maintain the integrity of the wildlife management area. It provides for a host of species, including deer and elk, and helps facilitate migration for those species between calving areas on the east side of the Continental Divide and wintering areas on the west side of the divide. It also includes about a mile of Oregon Creek and some adjoining wetlands, so it has some real important values for fisheries and wildlife as well. This project, the purchase price is $658,900, which is the appraised price. The funding will be coming from Habitat Montana to cover that cost. As part of our due diligence, we do an environmental assessment and public process. This effort included a public open house in Butte back in December. Public notices and the media, as well as mailings to adjacent landowners. Based on the public process, we got 11 comments. All were in favor of the project, including the Anaconda Deer Lodge County Commission. So the decision is made to proceed with the purchase with your approval. And then with your approval, it would also go to the land board, and we would seek their approval. And then just one last point I wanted to make is our partners at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation were real integral in helping secure this property until we could get through our due diligence and the rest of our processes. So I just wanted to express our gratitude to that great partner to help us get us where we are today. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ken. Let's go ahead and start with a motion, if I could, please.
Mr. Chair, I move the commission approve FWP's purchase of the Grassy Mountain addition to Mount Hagen WMA.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and a second. Questions or discussion from the commission? It's a great project. been going a long time. Thank you, Ken. All in favor of the motion?
We have one comment.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you, Shauna, for that catch. Yes, if we have people to recognize, go ahead. Please state your name and who you represent and where you're from.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners, Director Williams. This is Mike Mueller with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation talking to you out of Missoula. Just FYI, it looks like everything's working on the video. The video is a little off with the sound if you're just listening to the phone, but it seems to be working well. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you, Mr. Mueller.
Thank you. So not a lot to say. Ken did a great job. Thank you, Ken. I just want to thank Fish Hauling Parks and the great partners that you are to the Elk Foundation and all the sportsmen out there. Vanna Bacaladore, Martin, Belucas, Rick Northrup, and all the Regional 3 staff. We love our partnership with all of you and your support from the commission. The location tells the story of the project. I do want to mention that we finished another edition of the WMA last year, as you know, the Mount Hagen edition, 160-acre, that lies just to the south of this project we're talking about now. So it was really nice timing that we have a couple additions here to work on. And I want to recognize the landowner, the Haddix family, who's owned the property for some time, and let Vanna and I and the others take a look at this and have an opportunity to do this. And they may be listening on the phone. So I thank James and Connie Haddix for their support and their patience and the same vision that we had. We did move really fast, as Ken said, last year because this property is located near commercial lodges and cabins, and there's high recreational values up there, so we thought it was under imminent threat. These are the kind of things we've been doing with our partners over the last 10, 15 years. And the landowners were great to work with, agreed to sell the property at fair market value. It was appraised. They agreed to that fair market value. We have a purchase option with them, and all the other great things that go with this property. One thing that was so so impressive and gratifying is all the support Ken mentioned from, first of all, thousands of RMEF members and volunteers and staff and board across the state and all of our chapters, but all the strong support from county commissioners to all the other groups and sportsmen. This is just really what you want to see. And I want to thank everybody that sent in support out there, too, for this project. It's great for folks to get involved and do that. So with that, I want to thank you for all you do for Montana and Elk Country. And I just ask on behalf of the Elk Foundation, our members and volunteers, support for this great project. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Mueller. Thank you for making the time to be here today and to make those thank yous. And, of course, thank you to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for all your support on this project and all the others. It's been a great partnership for all of us. Is there anybody else that is out there that wants to comment?
We have no other comments.
Okay, yes, and of course, special thanks to the Haddix family for being so reasonable and recognizing the conservation value and having such a love for this land that they wanted it to be protected in a way that creates habitat. So this is a part of the job that's fun. So with that, anybody else have any comments? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 The Woods Ranch